T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francesa.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike's On, Francesa on the Fan on this Monday, the 26th day of November. Another rainy day here in New York, and I hope everybody had a very nice Thanksgiving weekend. At least you did until the Sunday football part of it came around. Now, I don't think you expected that much out of the Jets, so that's more of a long-range plan as far as – or a long-range look as far as how we judge the Jets. The Giants, though, did enough yesterday again to just break your heart. I mean, again, just enough in this game to drag you along, give you a reason to think, hey, all right, you know, this could start to get interesting, and then break your heart, and it started – with 20 seconds left in the first half. It was a good first half. All right, you wanted a couple more touchdowns than you got. You didn't want as many field goals as you got. You got a 19-11 lead. You got the ball on the 27-yard line with 17 seconds left. Eli drops back to pass, and for some reason, he does not take a wide open underneath Barkley, which probably would have resulted in a field goal. He takes and tries to force the ball into Beckham and gets it picked off. And from that moment, as the Giants ran off the field, and none of us knew it at that moment, but as they left the field, nothing was going to be good again. And nothing was. From the start of the third quarter, from the first play, to the sack on second down, to the timeout on 3rd and 18 that was a wasted timeout, just check it down, to the mistakes, to the penalties, to the bad defensive plays, to the bad breaks, like Beckham being held on the 3rd and 4. I mean, as clearly as day, he didn't hold him once, he held him twice by the jersey. How do you miss that against the star receiver in the middle of the end zone? And the apology does you no good right now. Does you no good. And that was an absolute, I mean, complete blown call. I mean, it was as obvious as day that he's got him by the jersey. But that's the way it goes when you're a bad team. And I've been watching this for as long as I've been watching everything in sports. When you're a bad team, those calls never go your way. When you're a good team, they always go your way. It's always the official makes the mistake the right way for you, never the wrong way. And it speaks volumes about everything that surrounds the Giants right now. You know what the Giants are right now? I hate to say it, folks. They're chronic losers. They will find a way to lose a game. They walked in there yesterday. And listen, there's not one thing you're going to point yesterday's game on. You wanted Barkley to get the ball more in the second half. I get it. Remember, they only ran 18 plays, not counting punts, in the second half. Okay? Beckham wanted the ball more thrown to him. What else is new? They made some bad plays defensively. Duh. Don't they always? Vernon has become a penalty machine. Yes. If he's doing anything, it's committing a penalty of some kind. If he's near a quarterback this year, it's a penalty. Never sack, a penalty. Every time. To just everything that could go wrong, going wrong. delay a game, false starts. First and 15, Eli hits Coleman in the hands with the ball, wide open, and he drops it. I mean, wide open, he drops it. I mean, you can count so many different things. They adjusted. Giants didn't do a great job adjusting. They did adjust. They got the pressure on with their games in the second half on the pass rush, and they started to run the ball on the Giants and controlled the entire game with that. And you knew that when the Giants gave them the ball back with 5 minutes left, it was 50-50. You're going to see the ball again. And they complete a fourth down play on a play that, listen, I understand somebody can complete a fourth down play, but you have to have somebody within the area code of the guy when on a fourth down. You have to have somebody with at least within at least an area code of the player. I understand that they can execute a play. I'll give you that. So this game, which looks so promising, this game where they were tearing the Eagles completely apart, this game that, yes, was 19-3, winds up as just another bitter loss. And it's also about being bad. It's about being unlucky. As you watch the Carolina kicker yesterday miss a kick against Seattle from 11 yards shorter than the one he kicks against the Giants. And then, of course, Seattle comes down and wins the game. You can't miss that kick against the Giants. No, he kicks a 63-yarder to win the game. That's how it goes when you're bad. And they're bad. And I'll tell you something else. It just irks me. Pat Shermer's a nice guy. You could tell he's a nice guy. I don't know him very long. I mean, I've only met him this year. I don't really know him. You could tell he's a good guy. You kind of guy, you could just tell he's a nice guy. But I'll tell you this. When he goes to that podium and he's, all right, we're on to the Bears. No. Don't tell me you're on to the Bears already. You can't accept losing every week that easy. All right, we're on to the Bears. No. It can't be that. You cannot accept that. I almost get the idea the Giants just accept losing now. They've become a losing franchise. That's the thing I see more than anything else. They've become a chronic losing franchise now. They have morphed into this now. Losing is a habit. Look at the Jets. It is a habit. It just like winning's a habit. Just like doing the little things that make you a winner. That made the Giants a winner for a generation. The little things. The little things that the Patriots do in a game. I understand they have Brady and they have Belichick. I understand that, but they do the little things every week. There are certain franchises that just do the little things. The Giants now do everything wrong all the time. If there's a decision that you made, they make the wrong one. And it looks worse when you analyze it yesterday, but it was the one thing that Coach said that was fair is it was about circumstances why he didn't get the ball to the right people at the right spots because they didn't run a lot of plays in the second half. They scored 3 points. They ran 18 plays if you don't count punts. And they wound up in a lot of bad downs because of penalties, because of mistakes, because of drops. And when Barkley did have a couple of chances to run the ball, he didn't run it well. Because they started blowing everything up at the line of scrimmage again. What you saw the Eagles do in the second half is what I feared in the first half, is that is that they would blow up the game at the line of scrimmage. And they did in the second half. They blew up running plays. They blew up passing plays. They put pressure on. They blew up the offensive line time and time again. And the Giants in the second half looked like the Giants looked all year. They hadn't looked like that. They hadn't reared their head in about 2.5 games. And then they reared their head yesterday in the second half to look like the old Giants again. Everything that they had been doing wrong all year, they started doing again. Mistakes, penalties, mistakes on the line, blocking mistakes, getting beat at the line of scrimmage, all the things that have been there all year. And they allowed this team to come back and beat them at the line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball. That's what they did. The Eagles beat them at the line of scrimmage in the second half. The Eagles couldn't beat you in the secondary. They beat them at the line of scrimmage. And the Giants just can't get out of their own way right now. They were good enough to win that game yesterday. They were good enough to take that game and end it in the first half if they had done things right. They were up 19-3. They could have been up more. And I really felt for some reason, I don't know what it was, but that play going into the half from Eli bothered the heck out of me. It was an easy check down. It wasn't even a check down. He had him open. It wasn't even a check down. He had him farther down the field than that. He had him open down the field. He would have caught it. He would have got tackled, but it would have set up a field goal. They would have got another field goal, get out of there. It just gave me a bad feel going into the half. And everything when they came out in the second half and went three, Barkley goes for three, second and seven sack, and I'm like, third and 18. We've seen too much of that. Get the ball back. Where they again, third and 18, calling a timeout. No, Eli, come on, don't use a timeout there. Just check it down. You're going to check it down anyway. They're going to play a defense you can't do anything against. So you're just going to check it down. What did he do? Checked it down to Gallman, get off the field. He could have done that without saving and save the timeout, which they needed. Don't use second half timeouts. Take the 5 yards. Check it down. Don't worry about it. Take the 5 yards. What's third and 23 versus third and 18? You're going to check it down anyway. Just the little things. And then third time they get the ball. So the first three times they get the ball, they're three and out. They get a first down, and then they're out. They're 1-2-3 and get sacked on third down. They're out. So the first three times, the three times they touch the ball in the third quarter, they got one first down. One first down. Had the ball. 13 plays, and then in the fourth quarter, you know, had the one drive. I mean, I went back and looked at it. I said, where did they lose this? And I said to myself, they lost it. It was like 1,000 cuts. They lost it with a mistake here. They lost it when Eli didn't make the play before the half. They lost it when he didn't save his timeout. They lost it when they got a penalty here. They lost it when Coleman dropped the first and 15 right in his hands. That would have been a big play. They lost it here, there, here, there. Not to count what they did on defense. They lost it the way losing teams that have some ability, teams that have just become chronic losers, find a way to lose games that they should win. And that's what yesterday's game was. Another game this year that the Giants should have won. That they didn't. Here's Shurmur on the inevitable, of course, what anyone cares about, Eli.
What's the balance there between, you know, if you're the playoffs are mathematically impossible and
gosh,
trying to look at guys?
You gotta think of some other questions. My goodness, you go every week with giving your team the best opportunity to win the football game each week. Each week. That's how you do this thing. This isn't player tryout. This is do everything in your power to win the next game. And we just happen to be in on today's Monday. And so we're in the Monday phase of that process.
I understand as the coach you have a week-to-week mindset, but isn't there an obligation to look at the big picture if you aren't going to make the playoffs?
Always looking at the big picture. But what's the big picture until?
Pertaining to the quarterback, I mean, John has admitted they made a mistake not getting a look at Davis Webb last year. So, I mean, isn't it in your mind that seeing Kyle Uletta would be a priority at some point in the last 5 weeks?
Why are you jumping over Tanny?
Okay.
My point. So there's my point. I think what you try to do is win each game, and then as we go forward here, you know, you make your decision based on winning the game. And you base your decision based on putting a team on the field that gives you the best chance to win the game. I get that. I mean, I don't understand. But as the coach, I stay in the moment. We certainly have conversations about what runs parallel, right? The short term and the long term. There's conversations about that happen all the time in any organization. If you're a big corporation, right? You know, your short term gains and, okay, where the hell are we going? So, yeah. I mean, I'm not foolish enough to think that doesn't happen.
Is Tanny a potential long-term solution at quarterback compared to a guy like Loletta?
Who knows? Who knows? Right? I think that's where you know, you're getting bogged down here. Who knows?
Here's where you're getting bogged down here. The Giants quarterback of the future is not on the roster. He's not here. He's not here. They're 3-8. When the number's 8 and you can still go 8-8, nobody shuts down the season that early. Half the people want him to shut it down at 1-7, which would have been the dumbest thing of all time, especially if they had won yesterday. There's no reason to shut the season down yet. Yes, they're not going to make the playoffs at 8-8. It would take a miracle, but they're not eliminated yet. And the guy who is the future, they don't have Sam Darnold sitting there. They got a guy who's a journeyman and another guy who's a journeyman sitting there. And this coach is trying not to go 3-13, which is what he will do if he puts one of those guys in. The Giants can be competitive in every game they play the rest of the season if they play Eli. If they don't, they're not going to win a whole lot of games. I understand you guys just want to see somebody else. I don't know why. Like, you think that Lalette is going to be their future quarterback when the guy has been compared to Rutledge? I mean, come on. What, do you want to lose the game? You just want to have the game lost? It was a frustrating loss yesterday, a game they should have won. But their quarterback went out there yesterday and played an NFL game like the guys on the bench can't play. They're not capable of playing those games. They're rookie quarterbacks, and they're not even talented rookie quarterbacks. You're not going to get those kind of games out of those guys. It's not going to happen. So why do you want to blow up the season at that point? Yes, I understand that you had enough of this season. I understand that. But you don't have the future waiting there. Yes, I agree they're not going anywhere, okay? But if you think one of those guys is going to step off the bench and go 26 for 37 for 297, it's not happening. I thought Eli made some mistakes yesterday. I thought they were costly mistakes. But I'm asking, he didn't throw the ball badly yesterday. He made one bad throw that I didn't like. That cost him 3 points. It was a bad decision. He made a couple other bad decisions. Two-point conversion, I don't care about it. I don't even like those damn two-point conversions. Because I think here's why I don't like them. I don't like killing my own momentum in games. I hate killing my own team's momentum. That's why I don't go for twos just for the sake of it. Because I don't want negative plays. I want to have momentum. When I'm going good, I want to keep going good. I don't want to slow my own team down. Take the damn extra point and move on. Don't overthink this stuff. Make positive plays. When you're going good, keep going good. You're running the ball well, keep running it. Something's working, keep running it till they stop it. Then come up with something else. That's how sports works. Why stop your own momentum so many times? And they left points on the field in the first half, absolutely. And they had enough yards that they should have got down there and made other plays, absolutely. And that thing before the half with 17 seconds left ticked me off because, you know what, it was something that shouldn't have happened. Just like they should have kicked the darn extra point. I don't care about the penalty. Kick the extra point and move on. Stop creating, stopping yourself. And I don't know, and listen, why he played that one series at 19-14 midway through the third period with Gallman after the half and after Barkley had one touch on the first series and after the fact that they had a whole halftime, a series where they had the ball for 3 downs and then got the ball back, why he needed to sit out that whole series, I have no idea. No idea. I don't understand that. I don't understand it at all. I have no idea. He did. But that's not the reason why they didn't execute on that series. They didn't execute on that series because they dropped the ball. And they committed dumb mistakes. That's why. And made, again, stupid penalties. False starts, this and that. There's always something with this team. That's what losing teams do. You look back and you see penalties. And you look back and you see drops. And you look back and you see bad decision making. That's how you get to be 3-8. Boy, they ticked me off yesterday. They should have won that game. That game made me sick. They should have won that game yesterday. That was their game. Give the Eagles credit. They made adjustments. They made adjustments in their secondary. They made adjustments with how they played the game in the second half. They made adjustments in the second half with their running game. Give them credit. And they outplayed them. Outplayed them on both lines in the second half, which is something you've seen all year from the Giants. When the Giants get beat because they get outplayed on the lines. They did again yesterday. Eagles, they couldn't stop the Eagle running game. They couldn't get it. They couldn't get it out when they needed a three and out. When they needed to get them off the field, they couldn't get them off the field. They ran a fourth down play where the guy was open from here to, you know, Canarsie. And with 5 minutes left, you gave them the ball and they said, thanks. We'll take it from here. And that's what they did. But remember, when you're watching teams run it down your throat, they did trade away the best run stopper in the league in the middle of the season. So you might want to take that into account. It might have been a little bit of a factor. I don't care if he'd become a clubhouse lawyer. He still was a very good player against the run. But they decided they were moving on at that point from certain things. So it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And eventually this year, I'm sure you will get your wish for a game and see somebody off the bench play quarterback. I hope it gives you the big thrill you're looking for. Because that's not what this is about. Yeah, they got to go out and find a future quarterback, but he's not on a roster. I'll guarantee you right now, the Giant quarterback of the future is not on this roster. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.